Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Room. G'day, ladies and gentlemen. The Butts Barn here. Hope you're doing real well. Welcome to Cancel Me Now. I'm here with Bluey, as we are each and every week. And I tell you what a time it's been. What a year it's been. What a life it's been. We're on the beers here this afternoon with two other individuals. I just want to get a voice check from the great Bluey Nielsen. Can we get a voice check?
That was okay.
Jesus Christ. What happened to your voice, mate?
It's a long weekend, mate. I've been fair up the piss since Friday.
Fucking oath. And yeah. Are you okay? Is everything all right?
I'm all right now. I was touch and go this morning. Fucking pretty late finish last night after the NRL grand final. Yeah, it was touch and go this morning, but obviously you very generously put the podcast on late. Give me time to...
Well, normally we don't have the podcast on a Monday, but we thought we would today. You're cracking the beers. We've got the Steel City beers going at the moment. Very nice. And I'm you may notice that I'm currently not even looking at the camera. The reason I'm doing that is to share this to Patreon. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to join us on Patreon, it is only $1 a month. We made that change. So we're back to $1 a month.
We've done it.
If you are paying $2 a month on Patreon, geez, that's nice.
Yeah. Thanks, fellas.
Nice. I'm going to share this to Patreon right now, and then I'll shut the fuck up. But we also have two very important and sexual guests today. The great Matt Reddy, one of my greatest mates that I've ever had. He's a beautiful person. I love him dearly. And John, is it?
It could be John. Yeah, that's now, fine.
And John Buck Palooka.
We'll run with JB, or Palooka's good.
JB. You happy with JB?
JB's fine.
Jables.
Okay. Now, JB is also a very dear friend of mine. I've known him for a very long time. Gave me my start in stand-up, and that's why he's here today. He's now the owner of Smart People Promotions, is it?
Smart Artist.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, mate. It's on your... I know it's on your hat.
Yeah, right.
What are you now? You're now a venue photographer.
Basically, mate. More sport and action. If it moves, I can shoot it sort of thing. I don't do weddings. Yeah, mainly sport, cars, bikes, that type of thing. Love
yep.
it.
Yeah, so you're taking lots of photos. And Reddy, you're still teaching?
Yeah, still teaching.
Fucking very hate teachers.
Very nice. Yeah,
so does Red.
Yeah.
So what do we think of the... and we've got a new bloke on the buttons. We've got Gabe. Gabe's over there.
Hey, Gabe.
Hey, bro. How are you, mate? We got... So any problems with the with the stream, you can send them to Gabe. And Jabo, if you jump in that control room, you'll be able to see all the live comments as well. If you go into live, it should be in there. Can you see it? Just refresh the page.
It's a bad
dog.
Start, Gabe.
It's a bad start for Gabe. Big Gabe. Not gay Gabe. There it is. So jump into the control room and then you'll have a beautiful live podcasting. And you'll be out. And so, ladies, if you are here on the... Ladies and gentlemen.
I would hazard a guess that our fuck all women listen to this podcast.
What do you reckon our breakdown is of males and females?
There wouldn't be fuck all, but there would not be many. I don't think.
If you are a woman listening to this, you're a good woman.
Can you get stats on that?
Yeah, we can get stats.
We can get stats.
Can we all say what we think it would be and then can we get...
All right, well, you guys get the convo going. And
I reckon...
It'd be
80-20.
That's generous, mate. I reckon we'd be 97%.
I don't know. With your pleasing baritone voice, it could be much higher.
Guys, but girls just want to listen to your voice.
Is this sexy, the husky voice, or does it sound like I have a drug and alcohol problem?
There's a niche for everything.
Josh, I can't stand up till you stop talking. Let's put it that way. But I reckon the breakdown's probably, I don't know, 99-1. And when I say one, I mean like it's Butts as Nan, that's it.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Gran doesn't know how to use the fucking computer.
Claire listens.
Claire's asleep. Now...
Did you have a guess?
No, I haven't had a guess. I know the stats. The stats are this. 0.3% are, wait for it.
No.
They haven't determined. Yeah. Haven't determined.
Oh, they're the non-binary.
0.3% of the...
That must be the worst when you busted for a piss, you're out in public, you go, shit, what am I going to do? You don't know whether to go left or right.
Here we go.
That's got to be the worst. I don't know.
What would you do if you were non-binary? What would you do?
Mate, at my age, I don't get that choice. I generally wet myself before I get there.
Because you are nearly 70.
Oh, well, yeah, you can if you want to hit the fast forward.
But you're a very cluey old bloke. You know how to use a drone, a computer.
I do.
You know Facebook.
I do.
You do very good on Facebook.
I do.
That's how you built your business.
I'm a bigger pest than you.
What do you mean?
That's a big call, JB.
I know. It's a big call.
So 90% men, 9% women.
Ooh.
You were closer.
No. I said fuck all. You were, what are you, 80-20?
Yeah, so 90.2% male, 9.5% women.
Shout out the ladies.
So if you are a female watching this, nice tits, bud.
Yeah, tell your mates.
So we did have the NRL Grand Final last night. We had the AFL Grand Final the week before. Both floggings, from what I understand. The Swans got beat and Parramatta got beat last night. Parramatta have an absolute shit run with grand finals, as far as I can remember. They got done by the Storm and the Knights
fuck the Eels.
In the last 20 years.
I saw a good stat. In those three grand finals, the Parramatta haven't scored a point in the first half of each three of those.
I was going to say that the scores in the first half might have been, out of three games, it might have been like 80-0
to fucking blot.
To nil. There's something happens in that first half for Parramatta. That they just cannot seem to get out of the gates. But bearing in mind, Penrith are just guns. Oh,
way too good.
They just ran through them like a reserve grade side. It was like every
competition, four winners.
Five. I think they won the SG Ball and the Harold Matthews. So the 16s, 18s, New South Wales Cup and first grade.
So for
they won everything.
If you're listening to this and you don't know about footy, it's basically the juniors, the younger kids coming through. They've won everything, this Penrith side. So they will be a force to reckon with and have been already for some time.
And the reserve grade side won the state champs. Also.
They did, well. Yeah.
Then they...
Right, yeah.
As well, the Queensland comp.
That's scary.
Dominant. The Knights women won.
The Knights women
won. Shout out the NRLW side.
How good. That was a good game too. I have been critical of female sports in the past, being not as good as the men's, and I still agree with that.
I stand by that.
I definitely stand by that.
The Knights won a comp, so we've got to get on the back.
The ladies are doing well. But you know what? There's this argument about, oh, females need to be paid the same as men in sport, right?
Who's making that argument?
Losers. That's who. Women. Women known for being losers. Shout out to the 9.5% here. Now, my point is here. If you go and look at who won the AFL competition, Geelong, right? Their biggest sponsor is Ford. Penrith, Oak?
Yeah, the Chunky Milk.
Right, they're their biggest sponsor. Now, for the women's competition, they usually share the major sponsor with the men. So the major sponsor's just kicking in a little bit of extra cash. But my question is, if we want women to be paid the same, where are the female companies? Where's Lorna Jane? Right? Where's Mecca?
Yeah,
why aren't they jumping in and paying? Like, are they going to pay? Well, how much does Ford pay in Geelong a year? Maybe $20 million?
To 10? Be on the front of the jersey, yeah, astronomical.
So why isn't Lorna Jane or Mecca paying $20 million to their? Do they not care about women's sport?
I'd be willing to say that Lorna Jane don't care about women's sport. I'm happy to go on the record and say that.
Are you a spokesperson for? Are you an ambassador?
I'm happy to go on the record and say Lorna Jane sucks.
How long have you been an ambassador for Lorna Jane? And how did you get involved with Lorna Jane?
Lorna Jane, Josh, are you sponsored by Lorna Jane? You've given a fair bit of a plug there.
Yeah.
What have you done to the microphone?
Carry on, I'll fix it.
Hey, keep talking, I'll fix it.
Yeah, nah, Lorna Jane, big fan of what they do.
What do they do? Can you explain to people who don't
Lorna
know?
Lorna Jane is women's activewear, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. So there's a lot of good trends have come in recently. Those scrunchy bum ones.
Oh, I don't like
big
those.
Fan of them. One of the best trends that's come in women's fashion recently is the Brazilian cut swimmers. You see a lot of ass cheeks at the beach these days.
What have you done?
Don't worry about it.
Hey, hang on. Take your cord out. Jesus.
Can you? Don't worry about it.
I'm not going to let it hang.
Don't let it hang. Undo it. Undo that. No, that's just going to like that go down. Oh, no.
Oh, stop. That's got to get...
Undo this and then twist it on. Press the button. Ladies and gentlemen, Bluey's microphone's come out.
Hey, Red, what would you be doing today if you weren't sitting here watching this?
I'd probably just be sitting at home watching it on the live stream.
Yeah, it's cost me a barbo
now. Now turn that around. No, is that righty-tighty? That's lefty-loosey, isn't it?
Fucking Christ, live.
I tried turning it on and off again.
There you go. That's not going anywhere. That's those big scaffolder arms. All right. Now plug it in.
I wonder what Lorna Jane would make of this.
Oh, they wouldn't sponsor this podcast. Gabe.
I'm back.
What is this doing on the table? I left it there. But you have to be my Minder.
Use a Lambie, a Lambie carer.
My Lambie carer. So, yeah. So, basically, before Bluey lost it, ladies, if you want equal pay, get your companies to sort it out. But on the scrunchy bum activewear, that's interesting, right? What, Matt, what are your thoughts as a teacher on that?
As someone who works with kids.
Can I also suggest that you don't answer that because this is live?
Yeah, okay.
So do you want to just...
We can't cut much.
No, we can't cut anything.
We recorded for 3 hours and only got 40 minutes last time. That's how much we had to cut.
Oh, know, really?
We did have to cut quite a bit out. Reds rang me panicking.
Yeah.
It was mainly the... Well, I've already told JB there's no racist rants.
So it's handbrake off?
What do you mean?
No, handbrake on.
You can say anything you want.
Off. We're live.
Yeah, handbrake's off. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Active wear, mate. Incorrectly titled. Seriously, most of it, mate, when you look around here, get down there along Merriweather, it's just glad rap for fat chicks. Look, I'm going to go on the record. I'm not much to look at. And I clothe myself accordingly. I worry about these people. I think, fuck me, you spent all your money on clothes and you got no money for a mirror.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's coming. Have a look at yourself.
That's coming from a fat guy with a Fitbit.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. That's not a fucking Fitbit. That's to get messages from you, Red. It doesn't work because you never message me.
So why do you? You were doing well with your exercise there for a while. What happened?
Oh, mate, Achilles heel. Achilles
you did
heel?
Your Achilles.
Oh, you ever done one?
Or did you snap
no,
it?
No, I haven't.
No, strain. Same, mate. Yeah, you fucked. You fucked.
How long ago did you?
I don't have straining it the same as snapping it.
How long ago did you?
By the way, you fucked yours.
How long ago did you strain it?
2 years ago.
It hasn't recovered.
Mate, I can tell you now, when I started doing comedy...
I'm out.
It's never going to recover.
You're going nowhere. Stay here. When you started gigging at the Ori and the Crown and Anchor, like, you were a massive, massive man. Seriously, sort of thing. You know, we couldn't get all of you in the pub sideways.
What are you talking about?
What I'm saying is back then, I was 95 kilos. Now I'm not. I think you put on like a kilo a year, they reckon. So, yeah.
Especially if you do your Achilles.
Yeah, 100%. But, yeah, I'm 110. I'm on the man shakes. Sorry, Adam, if
you're
watching.
Oh, you're on the man shakes.
Yeah, I do take them. Yeah, like sort of five or six a day for lunch. Yeah, they're good.
You're meant to drink them. I don't know if you meant to take them.
Are you snoring?
Yeah.
So what do you do? So you wake up. What do you do then? You get out of bed. What happens then?
Go out the front. I grab the paper.
Nice, you still get the paper, that's good.
It can take anything from 5 minutes to half an hour to get it out of the glad wrap. If you're listening at the paper shop, don't wrap them so fucking tight.
They do cellophane the shit out of those fucking things, don't they?
Find the end and then you start ripping it and you rip your paper and then you go, fuck it. You just watch the
news. That's a terrible morning.
Well, it can be, yeah.
Okay, so what do you have for breakfast?
Nothing.
Good.
Have a cup of tea.
Nice.
A cup of tea.
Milk, full cream?
Yeah, milk, full cream, yeah.
They're trying to get people on the oat milk. I don't know.
Oh, what milk?
The oat milk.
Oat milk?
Oat milk.
How do you get milk out of a fucking oat?
You just oat it. You blend it. You put water in it and blend it.
Call it milk.
And they call it milk. It's not terrible. I'll give it that. But I'm one for an almond latte because if I have normal milk, I shit myself. And okay, like sometimes when you have a coffee, you cannot be near your toilet. You can't have the home ground advantage if you have a milk in your coffee. So you need to be able to have the almond milk and just chill.
I can't leave home in the morning, and that's probably one of the reasons I'm a bit of a fat bastard. I'd like to go for a walk in the morning because that's the prime time, but I can't leave home till I've had a number two. It's as simple as that. Yeah, it's just fucking
bad. How
long's
it been like that for? How long do you?
Oh, it's an old bloke thing. Like you're right now, sort of thing.
It'll happen to you. It'll happen to you.
No, seriously, how old are you, Josh? You're in the same.
Just turned 30.
Fuck's sake, mate, 30.
Tough paper round. Obviously, I take good care of myself.
You did have a big night last night.
Fucking hell,
bigger than what I thought. But
I just topped myself up as well. This stubby's gone straight.
All you blokes and young Gabe over here was about the same age as Kevin.
Gabe's still in fucking nappies.
Good throwback. Gabe's 24, he told me.
24?
He's 24. And he's from Tamworth. He's a country bumpkin.
He's a good style of bloke. That's why he got
out of Tamworth.
Yeah.
you blokes still have the ability to fart. At 63, you don't. I'm fucking not. I know. You're looking shocked because you didn't know I was 63. At 63.
You do look a bit older.
Josh, is your old man still with you?
He is.
I'm surprised if he's got any contact with you. but if he does, ask him when he was the last time he farted with pants on.
So you only fart with pants off. You take them off to drop it.
I can't trust him.
Can I tell you my favourite?
It could be a fart, it could be a shit.
It could be anything.
Can I tell you my favourite Chris Wainhouse joke?
Let's go. Sure.
I think about it every time I go and piss. He goes, when I turn 40, I just wish that when I stop pissing, I'd stop pissing.
That's next week's podcast.
So you get a bit of a dribble, do you?
No. We're talking about shit.
Stay switched on here. We're not talking about pissing. We're talking about farts.
He just fucking said pissing.
Let's focus here. We're talking about farts and shitting.
That's next week's podcast.
Okay. We'll get you back, Reds. Bring up the pissing.
We're doing poos next week, Red.
That's
but
gone.
Yeah, that's the truth. Like, I'm 63 and you literally cannot leave home until you've had a fucking
shit. How old were you when you got hemorrhoids?
Well, I don't have hemorrhoids. I check every day, fucking 3 or 4 times a day sometimes, yep. But I don't have them. Yeah.
That's nice, I do.
Yeah, do
they're
you?
Tough. Sometimes you get a wipe from the front and the back.
Oh, wow.
Just to avoid them.
To get around them.
They get that big.
No, they're not that big. It's just a bit of a crevasse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
but you're, that's okay.
It's like rendering a house. You've got to get it for the right angle.
You can come from both ends because you've got long arms. You think of these people in their active wear down at Merriweather, the glad rat for the fat chicks.
Yeah.
At some point in time...
How are you going to join this together?
You don't have an arm that's long enough to wipe your ass. What do they do?
Don't have a leg to stand on.
Well, that's another story. But seriously, you've seen these fat dudes out there.
Fat dudes in active wear.
The fat people in general, at some point in time, you're that rare that your arm can't get around there. What do they do?
Oh, okay, yeah. Now, what do you have for lunch? What's your first meal of the day?
It's the shake.
The man shake.
It's the man
so
shake.
So you have one shake?
One.
And how many calories is that?
No idea.
I could start.
I trust Adam.
Trust the mad dog. Mad dog
he doesn't own it anymore.
Well, he's got the abs.
He sold it for fucking
100 mil.
100, no, more. I think
more,
it was like,
more than that.
I think it was like 400 million.
Really?
Like, it was some astronomical amount of money.
Did he sell it to like Terry Ferguson the other time?
For anyone that's listening that doesn't know what the man shakes are, they're meal replacement shakes, aren't they? But they were started by a guy from where we live, Newcastle.
A high profile sports guy. Did what everyone else was doing.
And he started that, but he sold it recently for fucking, mate, like 400 million, something absurd.
So he's out of work.
Hey,
you should get him on the podcast.
I would like to
get him for a fucking loan.
So there's that too. There's 211 calories in one shake. Sorry, mate, I was looking something else up. Cool. Man shake sold.
Yeah, I'm sure it went for like
400
mil. 400
mil. 400 mil. So this,
which ironically is the same size that they recommend you to be.
Yeah. What are the chances?
What is the odds of that fucking happening?
Love that.
I got more red. You know that.
That's outstanding.
So I was thinking about this podcast today, and I know that Joe Rogan has Protect Our Parks.
Yeah.
I just feel like we could have a podcast where every month or two we sit down and we have a couple of beers and we talk about, you know, your bowel movements.
That's what I was,
and we get into the crux of the situation. I think that would be nice.
I like this could be our Protect Our Parks.
I'll tell you now, you've probably seen me talk about this in the past on stage. It is real. Anyone that's out there, I don't know if anyone, if you can break down your numbers, if anyone's over 60, it's real. Go and ask your old man.
What?
About how he goes in the morning. Is he okay to leave the house without...
No, Dad
it's
goes.
Real.
Dad what goes on.
To? What if you have to?
We believe
you.
I'll
be honest. I've tried. I'll have 3 or 4 cracks. I'll go down to the shops to grab a loaf of bread, fucking sneeze and shit myself.
Oh, right.
Pinch off a different kind of loaf.
You pinch a different loaf. I like that. So 211 calories. Now, how many shakes do you have a day?
One.
Okay.
Ask me the favourite flavour.
What's your favourite flavour?
Oh, fucking chocolate mint, mate.
Nice.
Glad you asked. Yeah, no, good. It's the best.
Did you buy the man shake? You're really selling it to me. Now, what else do you eat in the day?
I occasionally have a Nutrigrain muesli bar or whatever it is.
Do you mean Nutrigrain?
It's just cereal with fucking chocolate on it, but it's
that's
like
fine.
A muesli bar.
But what? So I'm trying to work out why you're packing it on.
Yeah, I'm trying to work out how you're shitting so much if all you're having is one man shake.
What, so you have a normal food after the man shake?
I might have a problem, Josh. No, just the man shake and then I eat an evening meal. Like you rich people or you young ones, you call it dinner. In my house, it's tea, you know. Like, what do you have for fucking
tea? What do you have for dinner?
I don't have dinner. We have tea.
I thought you had tea as your first thing in the morning.
that's a cup of tea, Matt.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so I'm trying to work out where all your calories are coming from because obviously, you know, I
do come from a long line of fat people.
Okay. Yeah, so. What started that?
Oh, I don't know, mate. I've got no idea. I try not to drink too much. I only drink once a week. I have 8% Woodstocks. If you're watching or you alcoholics, get on them. They're fucking awesome.
So are they like the devil's cut, like the real stiff ones?
No. You can do that. You can get up to about 12% or something. Like, yeah. You'd love them.
Yes, I would.
Actually, it looks like you might have had a fucking couple.
Where did you go last night?
We're just a good mate of ours just finished some renovations.
Oh,
so,
right.
We just a nice house party, but... Okay.
What time did you close up?
Six o'clock this morning.
Oh, so you've been bendering?
No, I've
well, not bendering, but
I pulled up.
You pulled up eventually.
Six, yeah.
So
six
you, I saw morning. That you're out with your lovely bride, Jessie.
Yeah.
Did she go to 6 o'clock this morning?
She went home after the footy.
What a bitch.
And I stayed with the boys.
No. That's the part you want.
Oh, she's an angel. She's the best. She goes, "Done. I'm going home. I'll see you when you get home." And I was like, "See ya." She's the best. I've never lied to her about like fucking my behavior, and so it's great. She just like, she knows I'm a bag of shit. It's all good.
What advice would you give young men about their relationships, JB? You've been there. You've done that.
I just want to tell Josh that I love him.
Yeah,
that's all. But seriously, relationships.
Yeah.
Fuck. I used to tell people mow the lawn. You know, make them laugh, sort of thing. You know, so that's.
How do you mow the lawn to make them laugh?
Well, at the same time, or
they're you can mow
your pants.
In my case, you can mow it naked. That makes everybody fucking laugh. Till the sirens start. But no, basically that's it, mate. And accept each other. Like what you did. Like, you've known me a long time. I'm a little bit loose. I married someone that's actually the opposite to me. Yeah.
Tight.
No,
she can go down to the shops and get the
she can leave home before she has a shit. Yeah, that's the difference. But no, honestly, and it works.
That's great.
It 1,000% works. Like, you know what I've done since 2013, mate. She's cool with it, sort of thing.
Well, let's give people a bit of an idea of how we all met. Now, you guys have met Louis before at the wedding and stuff like that, but I met these guys. I started doing stand-up 2013 or 14.
Well, maybe 14.
Probably, I think it was 14. Yeah. At a place called The Crown and Anchor, which is in Newcastle.
The Cranker.
They had an open mic night. And I did my first set there, and I was fucking nervous as. I finished my set with a joke about there's your fucking Watsy too,
my hip flask.
Your hip flask. I finished the
I thought you were pointing that.
The cock on the table, the cockasaurus. There's a few cockasauruses, there's a condom that I had for merch. Anyway. And I did my set. I finished the show with a joke about Ray Warren commentating porn, my old closer. Always did well.
Still good.
Always did. Still great good. Joke. That's not a cum shot. That's a miracle. Hilarious. And I met JB afterwards. You came over and gave me a card, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
you had cards back then. And then I did a few more bits and pieces here and there. And then I think I did a spot with you. And you introduced me to Reds by putting me in a chat group with other comics. Yeah, and wow. I was just put in there as just some rando. And then end up being really good mates with Reds many moons later. So that's how we all sort of came together. We started doing spots. JB would run his own gigs from the Maitland Comedy Connection. And
hey, Josh.
Oh, yes.
So holy shit.
So JB's got a massive tattoo on his arm that says Maitland Comedy
Show Club. Show the camera.
This camera
just
here.
Just go, yeah. Holy fucking dooly.
He's got the Facebook.
That's like the Hellfish Benet. Oh, you got the Facebook logo on it.
Wow. Have you had that mole checked out on your arm there?
Hey, Gabe, they don't get this cool in Tamworth, do they?
That's a cracker.
Have you had that mole checked out on your arm?
That's not a mole, mate. That's my wife's photo. But, yeah. But as Butch tells the story, that's how we met.
I'm being dead serious. That looks like a fucking...
That's not a mole.
Okay, so it's okay.
I have a doctor. He's not 6'8" with a fucking beard.
I'm just saying. I'm
looking, yeah. Worried about you, mate.
No, I appreciate you being worried about me. That's how we met. I was down there actually scouting for talent because I used to run my own things. Not that sort of talent, Josh.
You had a bar scouting for talent. You've been married for 40 years.
And I saw you as whilst you were very raw, you were very overweight. I don't laugh, Josh. It's hard to work out when someone's so fucking tall. You don't know.
Yeah.
Is he fat or is he just like...
I was 134 kilos then.
You were a big motherfucker.
134 kilos. Fucking kilos.
Yeah. Fuck. I'm 109 now.
How strong is that stage at the Ori?
Fuck. Yeah, I was reinforced.
I hit the crowd of echo.
It was reinforced. Yeah. It was sticky too. I used to break... Because I used to wear thongs on stage. Pluggers would always break.
That was me not having a shit before I left home. Sorry, mate. But yeah...
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, that's how we met, sort of thing. And I'd met Red prior, sort of thing. He's probably one of the very first comedians I saw in the Oriental, sort of. And he did a bit with me, and I heckled him back. And yeah, we became friends since.
Do you want to, on Matt, do you want to get some more beers going? You're not adding to the conversation. So
might as well contribute by getting some more cans, mate.
Yeah, I'll just shot some beers.
I'll have a Hahn Ultra Crisp, a gluten free beer. You should try one of those, JB. Just a Hahn gluten free beer.
I'm just that again, Red. I can't read that. Super Dry 3.5.
I'm all right, thanks, mate.
What?
I've got to drive. I've got to work tomorrow. Did you try some of this whiskey last week?
Yeah, I did. So Bluey's got here from I ordered some. What is it called?
Sheepdog.
I ordered Sheepdog at the studio.
Grouse.
I thought it'd be here today, but apparently Dan Murphy's is shut because it's a public holiday.
It's peanut whiskey.
It's fucking delicious. Yeah, it tastes like butterscotch.
Try a little bit.
Snaps.
It's peanut whiskey.
And
I'm going to sleep over.
It's really nice.
It's a sweat. It's not like whiskey. I'm not a whiskey drinker.
They should make that as a deodorant. Seriously,
smell that, Reds. Wrap your nostrils around this.
Wrap your nostrils around that one, Reds.
No. Oh, run it over your tongue. Ooh.
Yeah, it's good. It's good shit.
The whiskey too.
What's that called, Ben?
Sheepdog. Sheepdog peanut whiskey.
Well, they all remember sheepdogs.
Yeah.
Have a sip of this, Gabe. Like, they wouldn't be like this up at 10, would
they? Yeah, Gabe. Sniff this bottle.
Oh.
You know, Gabe.
That's gold. What's the ethanol rating on it?
I don't know. It couldn't be that strong. It's almost like a liqueur.
You know what it tastes like? It tastes like, and this is being dead serious, a cock-sucking cowboy.
Yeah, that's right. It's like that hazelnut Frangelico kind of.
It's fucking delicious. So I bought some for the studio.
Awesome.
So we're going to get.
Just for the record, I don't know any cowboys.
You are a cocksucker.
I have plenty of cocksuckers.
So that's how we met. And then JB and I, we'd travel down to Sydney quite a bit. We'd do some spots down there. Redsy would go down there as well. Reds lives on the Central Coast.
I think JB's shows were the reason why we stopped going down to Sydney. We'd have to go to Sydney to do gigs.
He means that in a nice way.
Oh, I thought he was like.
No, well, JB would run the shows in Maitland and Newcastle.
So we didn't have to go to Sydney. Yeah.
My thing was mobile, Josh, which you wouldn't know. So I ended up running 62 comedy nights and I'd ring him up and I'd go, "Gay mate, how you going? You know, this is what I do, sort of thing. I'm going to bring a bunch of comedians up." And I never ran a shit show. We always had a big name headliner like a Luke Heggie or a Mick Merrills or someone like that sort of thing.
Matt Reddy MC.
The real draw card.
So Luke Heggie, very good comic. Mick Merrills, good comic. They spend a lot of time on like the footy show and that type of stuff and the Melbourne Comedy Festival. Sorry, go.
And you'd ring the venue and you'd go, you know, "Well, what's it cost, mate?" And I go, "Oh, look, you know, $1,500, you know, mate, and we want four rooms too." And they go, "You're fucking joking, aren't you?" And I said, "Mate, we're going to take their $1,500 and we're probably going to give you $1,000 back."
Yeah.
"How are you going to do that?" I said, "Watch us when we turn up about fucking 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Hang on. So they're going to give you $1,500 and they're going to get $1,000 back.
Yeah, because we get on the piss. Deluxe.
No, I thought you were meant like
No.
They're only going to make $1,000.
No. We take $1,500.
So this is why you stopped, right?
It worked. I'd pay you boys. I didn't make a lot of money.
You never paid me.
Oh, bullshit.
You never paid me.
Righto. Next week.
When are we going to do a show? Mate, let's do a charity show.
I am busting my ass to find a venue. If anybody's out there.
No, you're not.
You're hooked up.
How are you busting your ass to find a venue when you haven't? Don't fucking shush me, cunt.
If you're hooked up with a pub or a club or whatever sort of thing, you've got a capacity around 200 or 300, we will fill your room.
We will fill you.
We will fill your room.
Fill you to the brim.
To the brim.
Mate, back in the day, Josh, I used to get like, they're no butts shows, they're big shows now, but like in a bowling club, mate, like a bowler, you get 250 people.
Packed in.
Going
nice.
Nuts.
It was packed in too. I remember up at... Where was it? Up at Singo Rugby Club.
Oh, yeah.
There were good shows up there.
Fucking the second one, you guys left me. I thought it was going to be a riot.
Why?
Oh, some of the stuff got a bit edgy. I'm not saying who it was. And
who was it?
Oh, because I can't remember because I'm fucking old. But yeah.
And I was fine.
Yeah, no, you were good. Was he MC one?
I did MC one, yeah.
Yeah,
you
MC'd
I'm such a bad
one.
MC, yeah.
No, you're not. No,
I hate it.
No, you'll go all right. You stick with it. You'll do it. Okay.
I don't want to MC. It's the shit job.
Yeah.
The people who MC, no offense, Reds. The people that MC,
straight away was good.
They're the comics that are like, you know, yeah, they can get a laugh, but. You want to throw them to the wolves because they're nothing. Yeah. They're not much chop.
Oh. That was actually less offensive than.
Wow, it's still pretty offensive.
it's a skill on their own. They don't get the half hour spot or the hour spot sort of thing. They literally get 3 or 4 minutes where they need to get them on board, engage them, settle them down, and get them focused for what's coming next. So it's a tough gig.
Pretty much a teacher.
Pretty much a teacher sort of thing. Yeah. So
there's a bloke on this table right now who's about to start his stand-up career at our live show, which is coming up.
No
on
way.
What JB's date? Finally going to give it a go.
What date is our live show?
I would smash it.
I need to figure that out.
Did we say this 13th of November?
No, hang on. Let me figure that out now. Bluey is going to get on stage for the very first time.
Yes,
that's which is very exciting.
It's exciting. Yeah, it's good.
It's the 13th of November. Keep that date free. There's it's only at the Newcastle Comedy Club, so there's only 50 tickets available. Right, it's going to be real cheap to get in, but they're going to sell. So, if you are watching this, make sure you get onto that shit.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quick. So you rang me during, you sent me during the week, you sent me a voice message that you're working on some stuff. How's the writing going?
Yeah, good. I don't know, like, what you, I mean, I assume everyone's process is different for writing, like when you're writing stuff.
I was writing 6 years ago when you wrote your last joke.
Oh, that's generous. That's generous that you thought it was only 6 years ago.
Also, first joke.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I know.
Sorry, Matt. For it.
I was going to say, if you need someone who's not a good comedian to open for,
you seriously, you'll look good.
That's why I take Reds.
That's why you take him on tour. Did you say?
Tour, yeah.
No, I mean, like, I know you say you have a drink and you sit in front of your laptop. Like, you'll have a whiskey.
I have a whiskey. I put on some Beethoven and I write. That's how I do it.
I'm just making notes in my phone. It's the same if I write when I write articles for.
When you get an idea.
Yeah, basically I'll just whip my phone out and then you read them back and some of them you just go like, what the fuck? That's not funny.
I'm not sure who.
Like 90%.
Yes.
Yeah, you're reading it back and you haven't given yourself enough context. Like, this doesn't make any fucking sense.
Well, I work backwards. Yeah, I come up with the punchline, work backwards. And I feel that's how a lot of comedians do it. They work out a punchline, something that's funny, they think of it, and then they work backwards. They find a joke or a story that works with it, and that seems to be the way to do it.
There's a joke with everything, everything in life, whatever you do, no matter how serious it is, and you just got to find it.
So that'd be awesome. Great at the live show. Former producer Lordy, now current editor of the Mum and Dad Show, Lordy will also be doing.
Yeah, he said he's going to do 5 minutes as well, didn't he?
Oh, is that his first as well?
Yeah. Oh, so awesome. A couple of virgins, and I think we'll get some people to rate him and score the boys.
Hammer us. Yeah, absolutely, so fucking.
It'll be good.
Us.
Yeah, well, you're very welcome to come along, JB, if you want.
I'm good with cardboard and numbers. I would like to help.
Yeah,
because that's how you used to do your signs, cardboard and.
That is true. You used to advertise on cardboard.
Core flute. That is 100% correct.
Core flute.
Sorry. Yeah, it's for the.
You'd get the old.
It's the real estate cardboard.
No, the old. What is it? The old election signs. You turn them around the other way and write on.
That's not a joke, Josh.
Really?
We'll let you know when we're joking.
Yeah.
No, that's true. You just go, when they have an election, you just go and snip them.
Knock everything off.
Sort of thing. So it's like about fucking $6 a sheet or something.
Yeah. You're a thief.
Yeah. I went with MCC. It was a play on Maitland City Council sort of thing. And my logo.
I know that. Did you know
No,
that?
No, I did not know that. That's some great trivia.
My logo was black
shout
and white.
Shout out to everyone who's watching. He goes, what the fuck is Maitland? Maitland is a suburb. It's like a shithole.
Should we do the tattoo again?
No, we've seen the tattoo.
And the logo was black and white because the printer at work was too.
Beautiful.
Smart.
Smart artist.
And you've... Yeah, all right, fair enough. No, the live show will be good. And I think you'll find a new...
It's the 13th.
13th of November.
I think it's the 13th.
I think you'll find a new calling.
Yeah.
You mean scaffolding's not my calling?
Well, I don't know if it's anyone's calling, but...
Yeah. Yeah,
I think
I know I'll enjoy it. I do enjoy it. Like I've emceed a few mates' weddings, and it's always good. Like it's a good feeling if you get a laugh. Like,
Matt put his finger up. He's got something to say. Yeah, mate.
how long are you planning on doing it? How much have you got written?
I mean, I assume I'm going to do an hour straight off the bat.
Sure.
I think that's the
Is that a Sunday?
It's a Sunday, mate.
Yeah, right.
It's I didn't do my first hour until I was on tour.
Yeah, I'll be doing 5 minutes.
And 5 minutes is a long time.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, it'd be a long time up there.
So. I haven't done a short set in years. Like every set I do is an hour long, and that's why I get to throw in new material in there. So I, when I work on new stuff, I'll do a new 5 minutes. Like I did this spot, well, I didn't do a spot. I did a show up in over in New Zealand recently, and I did a new 10 minutes of duck-related rape jokes. Because ducks have these massive penises. Have you seen a duck's dick?
Not recently, no.
Fucking, let me show you this.
Are they the ones with the barbs or something?
No, no barbs.
I think cat's penis is barbed. Cat's barbed. Yeah.
That's such a cat.
So a duck's
that
penis.
Is very cat.
Cat's a cat.
Characteristic.
A duck's penis is, that's a duck's dick.
Can I see that?
Yeah. See that?
Looks like it's shitting.
It's huge.
Holy hell.
Have a look at that. Can you see that? Probably not.
If you're listening to this, it's stop huge. The car and Google duck's penis.
Yeah, pull over.
Yeah, pull over, 100%. Use your blinker. Yeah.
So it's this long, like, it's like a long bit of fucking fettuccine.
Yeah.
Right? Now, this long bit of fettuccine.
Yeah, I gotcha.
It's like a big fucking fetto.
Cold spaghetti.
Big fettuccines. Oh. And basically what happens is it is just so long that it works its way through the duck's female vagina. Now, the vagina of a duck, right, is like, it's cavernous. It's like a, it's like a maze.
Like a rabbit warren.
Like a rabbit warren. Or a duck warren.
Is it that long? Is it responsible for the expression lining your ducks up sort of thing? Like you could get three or four
ducks in a row.
Yeah, your ducks in a row.
Yeah, yeah. So that's how long it is. But the vagina is also long. So the duck has to, so ducks rape each other. That's how they have sex. They rape each other. That's how the men have sex with the women. That's rape, right? And that's why the female's duck is cavernous and like a maze to avoid being raped by the other ducks. But these ducks have developed big long cocks to rape the female ducks. Anyway, it was a 10-minute bit, and it was fucking awful. Got no laughs. So
I'm just waiting for the other nine.
Yeah,
it was just it was just shit. But we try these things to see if they work. Because in my mind, duck rape hilarious, right? But for whatever reason, it just didn't work. But we'll go back to the drawing board and see if we can come out with something for that.
There's definitely something there. That's
that's going to happen to you. Even in your 5 minutes, you're going to be going, oh, this is shit. But hey, man, you're still there.
Yeah.
So you just got to punch on.
Yeah. No, I'm excited. Like you say, you're up there. You got to commit. And you fucking, it goes horribly. Yeah.
So. I'll tell you what will work for you is that you got that natural sense of humor. So you can fall back on that. You can chat with people. So if you have to like break down your bits or whatever, it's not working, you can use that to talk
to cool.
people.
And no, it'll be good. I'm very excited. I'm very excited.
Hey, listen, and if it all goes wrong, just go, hey, did someone say KFC? I've seen that work on the telly. And you're just sitting down with Jan from accounts fucking banging nuggets.
Banging nuggets.
Banging nuggets. Have you seen the ad? Yeah, it's a good ad.
You reckon?
Yeah. 100%.
Is that what you enjoy at this point in your life?
Yeah.
Banging nuggets.
Banging nuggets? Nah, no, I don't eat shit, mate. I can't afford it.
No, just man shake.
I'm retired. I can't afford KFC.
Semi retarded.
Retired.
Oh, sorry.
Retired.
Sorry. So, we'll be doing a live show and that'll be great. And you're both very welcome to come along.
That'd be cool. How did you get onto the Newcastle Comedy Club?
Well, I don't know. We just sort of...
Editor Lordy reached out, didn't
he? Editor producer Lordy said, yeah, well, let's find this just a small venue.
How is it going as a venue? Do you have a clue at all?
Or no, I know the guys who, run it. Yeah. And apparently they're doing really well.
Yeah. Good. Good.
Both my brothers went there for one night.
Oh, that's cool.
Didn't even tell me.
Are they the same two brothers that Red...
Oh, so Red smashed my brothers in his speech at my wedding.
He absolutely hammered it. It was outstanding.
So one brother, Darcy, who I want to get on the show.
Yeah, he's an absolute legend.
Darcy would love it.
He'd love it. I've been taking him to the gym. Yep. And he's very nervous at the gym. He doesn't want people looking at him. And
so you bring it up on a podcast, it goes,
millions.
If you see him at the gym, stare right. Maybe get your phone out.
So what I did was I went to the gym with my merch on. Big photo of me face on the front just to sort of take it away. That's how beautiful person I am. and to try and sell some. and he, but he's doing good. He's like a big dude. He's 115. He was 120 kilos. He started going for runs and going to the gym. He's lost 7 kilos in 3 weeks.
Fuck.
Wow. I don't know how, but he's 6'8", giant dude. And he doesn't have much like strength, but just like that fucking full like, just chimp strength, weird chimp strength. Yeah. Like he could just like
I believe it's called mong strength.
I was going to say retard strength, but I didn't want to say retard twice in 2 minutes.
Oh, that's what it is. Let's not call a spade, mate.
So it's not retired strength.
It's not retired strength.
It's retard strength.
There is no strength when you're retired, mate.
Let me ask you this, JB. Yes. You were around in the 70s.
I was.
How old were you in 1970?
1970, I was 11 years old.
Okay, let's go to 1978. When you were 18 years old. What was life like when you were going to pubs and clubs?
Mate, I got to tell you, it was far, far, far easier than what it is nowadays. The pubs generally shut at 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
But then you got in your car and you just drove to a party or a club or whatever because there was no random.
You drank.
That's standard procedure.
Yeah. I don't know if you're allowed to do that.
Was it?
You fucking were. In the
70s? Was.
When did it become illegal?
Well, it's been illegal probably since the dawn of time. But I think RBT's come in around about 83. Okay.
So would the coppers pull you over, or are they just like don't matter?
Oh, yeah, if they found you. But, yeah, there were so many of us, mate. They couldn't pull us all over.
Everyone was blind.
Everyone did it, yeah.
Yeah, right.
But there was no AIDS or any of those things sort of thing, you know. Well, there wasn't.
Coppers weren't doing random AIDS tests.
What's the connection between AIDS and drink driving?
What I'm saying
Bluey needs to know.
You could go to the pub, you could get as hammered as you like, jump in your car and pull the pants down on whoever you could fucking grab.
Oh, okay. Yeah, on whoever you could grab. Yeah. So it's rape, it's drink driving and AIDS.
Possibly HIV.
I never grabbed a duck. Never grabbed a duck.
Good.
But basically, it was just an easier time, and it didn't matter that...
Except for the AIDS.
It's a better time.
It didn't matter what you wore. There was basically two or three channels on the TV sort of thing. And it was
simpler
just,
time.
It didn't matter what you wore, there were three channels on the TV. No, he's saying it's a simpler time.
This is a
continuing conversation. There was no social
media.
You
wear anything. There was only three channels.
You would see... Oh, we'll just keep talking about this Buffett.
I'll miss them, mate.
We're not going to say retail a third time or point, but...
Or AIDS.
It was just it's easy. Like, AIDS you'd see your mates of a weekend and then you'd go to work and there was all this sort of thing. And it was not like, oh, look, I had breakfast. Here's a photo of me breakfast.
Yeah, you wouldn't take photos of your breakfast. There's only three chances.
here's me renovation. Here's a photo of me renovation. Oh, look at me. It's a fucking sunset.
Social media does suck.
It fucking sucks delights.
Yeah, it's social media.
That's your business.
But I wouldn't have a business without it. So, yeah, I love social
media. But the content is just like, I hate it so much. Like,
I reckon there's about 3% belong on social media in terms of the content and the way they create it.
Yeah.
And your little thing is one of them. As is your
Daily Blue. The Daily Blue. Go and check it out on Instagram
now. But most of the stuff is Bluey's little shit, thing, mate. You know?
It is like 98%.
And it's that attitude.
Garbage.
Johnny told me when I was first starting out comedy, he's like, don't do social media, mate. Didn't you? That's what you said.
I used to say, mate, you've got some skills, you've got some will, you've got a presence about you, get into TV or radio.
Mm.
And Isaac,
there's more than three channels now.
To his credit, used to say, I'm going to make it on the internet.
I don't want to go on TV. TV's the worst thing you could do.
You don't know what's going to happen next for you, man.
Like, I'm not going on TV.
You don't, yeah. Well,
why would I do that? Why would I go on radio? Radio's the shittest. If anyone's listening out there in radio land, I hope you die, you cunt. Radio is the worst. Like, you
can
used
we
to
get
work
some
on
numbers
radio.
On
I worked for Triple M Newcastle.
Okay,
for,
yeah. Terrible.
A lot of good people. I liked it.
You said to me a lot of wankers there.
There are also a lot of wankers too. But there's a lot of good people there. I liked it, but it's also like it's not truly expressive. You sort of think you get in there because you want to like express yourself. And
but my advice was based on a bloke who is 63 that was born in 1959. And the truth is you are on radio, you are on TV, you're on the 2022 TV and radio, not the
for
one
sure.
that I grew
yeah,
up with.
For sure.
Yeah. So there's been that evolution. And that's, for me, that's what I've had to do. And most people my age, they don't have that presence on social media that I do or know how to play social media.
Mm.
You most certainly do sort of thing, and I take my hat off to you. Or I would, except it's got smart artist on it.
I was going to say, you didn't
so
move
I'm not
your hat
gonna
at
do
all.
That.
Yeah, no, it was interesting because I understood where you were coming from, but it's just the way of the world, and you need to be... If you aren't in front of people on TikTok and on Instagram and all that type of shit, like, you just may as well not even exist.
You don't exist. It doesn't matter how good you are, what you do, whether you lay bricks or you're a school teacher or yourself... If nobody knows, what's the point?
The ABC hit me up. They wanted me to be on a TV show.
This is so funny.
They wanted me to be on a TV show. I was like, oh, okay, cool. It's a game show, right, where they get a celebrity and they get a contestant and you play the game, right, and whoever wins can win like 20 grand or whatever it is.
Do we know the show name yet?
I don't know what the name was. Oh, okay. I can't remember. I could look it up. It doesn't matter. On the ABC. And so I was like, I just said straight away, because I just don't do anything for free. It's like, fuck you, I'm not leaving my house. I said, how much to pay? And she said, oh, it's not paid. I was like, oh, okay. She goes, you're the contestant.
Wasn't the
celebrity. I'm not even the celebrity.
Yeah, Again, you're spot on.
What about fucking poor old me?
Mate, I could work every day if I did free, but last time I looked, free comes after two and just before four.
I don't want to be, I don't want to sound up myself, but I'm not a contestant. I'm a fucking star, JB.
You are.
I am a star.
This is your living.
Star.
You've got greyhounds to support, man.
Yeah.
You're a diva.
I'm a diva, bro.
You can't go down to the pet food shop and say, give me some greyhound food. I've been on the fucking free ABC show. Oh, mate, don't give a fuck.
No one gives a fuck. I am a diva, and Redzi knows this because I was banned. He got me a gig at his venue, and I was banned from the venue afterwards.
Only one
I've ever been banned from.
Is it the only one?
Only one I've ever been banned from. What's it called? The fucking...
Oh, you're giving him a plug.
I'll give him a plug. It's a cunt of a venue.
not the beach caver, is it?
No, what's it called? Fucking Tookley RSL. Tookley RSL.
Oh, what a shithole anyway.
Right, Tookley is a shithole.
It's like the beach caver, it's spelled different.
Opposite, isn't it?
I hope Vladimir Putin just misses with his nuke and it hits fucking Tookley.
Yeah, they can fucking bomb that joint in the ground.
Please. And so
what'd you get banned for?
So I do a show there and they wouldn't give us any beers. Fucking I was driving great and there period. Was like 300 people, right? It was one of my first shows, like I did, the first show I ever did on the Central Coast by myself. This is 2019. And I just couldn't believe they were so rude about the beers. Like, it's not a big deal. Just, I worked in pubs, just give fucking people a fucking beer. How hard is it? Yeah, and then they charged us for everything, you know? Like, Claire wanted to get a Coke Zero. They charged us $3. Not a big deal. Just fucking give the fucking poor woman a fucking Coke Zero. Christ. Anyway, so I get on stage and then just carry on. I was like, good. Fuck this venue. I fucking hate it. The bar staff are cunts. Let's all fucking leave. No one stick around. We'll go down the road. Fuck them all. And then
did you really?
Yeah, and then the management gets like an email on the Monday saying Isaac Butterfield is no longer welcome at the venue.
Oh, fuck them.
Fuck Tookley, man. If you don't know what Tookley is, it's on the Central Coast.
Yeah, give it a miss.
Fucking shit. The Central Coast is shit.
We've done a few gigs in there, haven't we, Red?
Why do you live on the Central Coast, Matt? It's
a beautiful spot. Beautiful spot. They say
it's the arsehole of everything.
Isn't the Central Coast like Terrigal and all the other fucking roundabout towns?
Yeah. Wyong fucking roundabouts.
Like sorry, Matt.
Further north you go, it's just gross.
God, I'm glad you've added to the conversation.
But I did a gig down there. I opened for a hypnotist some time back. Remember Craig Annis?
Yeah.
He was a headliner, and I opened for him sort of thing. And my opening line was, "He's going if you're not a local."
Was the hypnotist?
No. He was the main act. He went and started law.
He's now a lawyer.
He is. Mm. But let's get to the little punchline.
Oh, I was just giving, Craig a shout.
It was very, very new for me sort of thing to open up like that.
Craig was in radio. He was doing 104.5. on the Central Coast, and then he did comedy, and then he went and did he was a lawyer. Sorry, go on.
He changed his last name as well.
So the opening was, g'day,
but he was a very funny dude.
So the opening was, g'day guys, how you going? If you're not a local, if you're not from fucking Tookley, there's a whiteboard marker over there in the bar. Give yourself a neck tattoo and get fucking 10% off.
Someone tried to fight me in the Tookley car park too, because I did a joke about, like, children being raped by priests. That's right, and he was raped by a priest. And I don't know why he's raped. He was an ugly dude. Yeah.
Good looking child.
I bet he was asking for it.
He was. He totally was. He's wearing a short
Was he dressed
shirt.
Like a slut?
He was such a little slut. He was such a slut.
I remember that, that got real quiet. And he got very angry.
He offered me out in the car park to come. Yeah.
You should have kissed him.
They removed him. They removed him from the venue, yeah.
Yeah, and then we had to run, me and Claire had to run down the road.
Just come down the back door. We've had a few backdoor gigs.
I was going to say, yeah.
We've had a few backdoor. Were you up in Coffs Harbour?
Yeah, we were at Coffs.
When the bikies all turned up to the Coffs Harbour gig and tried to offer us all out.
Yeah,
what was your recollection of that?
So I remember.
You had, before the gig?
After.
After, and then some people had walked out because they didn't like the joke.
It was an Aboriginal joke, Matt. You can tell people that.
Okay. I don't recall the joke.
It was great.
And then they came back.
Can I say that they laughed at everything else?
Yeah.
Jokes about Muslim people, jokes about fucking trans people, everything. But as soon as I do a joke about Aboriginal people, these two ladies walked out. And I was just like, come on, mate.
And you got to chat to them after and you got to say, like, you guys laughed at this stuff and this stuff, but, and they were pretty gone by then, and they were saying,
oh, they were fucking blind drunk too, so they were carrying on like pork chops. But anyway, sorry, go on.
But then we saw them come back, so they left, and then we saw them come back with two dudes, two pretty scary looking dudes, fully tattoos, 1% tattoos all everywhere. And then we went downstairs and there was a petition where we were sitting, and the boys from your mates were there.
Not a petition, like not like a riot, but partition. Like a partition.
Oh, right. So we're not using all the letters today.
You got to guess the rest.
This is not the Wheel of Fortune, is it? I've pulled up the wrong show. I'm fucking out.
So we were on one side and all the boys were there, and you had been so overly nice saying like, this is how it is. This
too
is
nice. I should have shut the fuck up.
Oh, and then every time I went and looked around the petition, there was more and more of them there.
Fuck.
And I was just going, oh, fuck. And your mates were just carrying on because they were drunk as well. And then we were kind of like we got to get out of here.
And we really
one
needed
of them, one of them took their shirt off, remember?
Yes.
Someone said, one of your mates said, just tackle a buttsy. If you don't, I will. And then he took his shirt off. It was his wife that was, I think.
Oh, that's right.
He took
did
his shirt
too.
Off and said, all he is, get out now. I'm going to kill yous all.
Fuck.
And then that we were just like, all right, we better.
And all these dudes started walking in and walking past and
eyeing us.
And
they were just doing laps. Yeah, they were doing laps.
So, and then this other lady was right in my face, and Claire's there. I can't remember what she said. She said something so fucking funny. Claire said something about this lady's teeth. Like, she was like, I'll knock the rest of your teeth out or something like that. It's like she nailed it.
Yeah. And it then, won't take fucking long.
And then afterwards, she was like, I was going to glass her. I was like, no, you can't glass people. She's like, I was going to glass her. I was ready to glass her. I said, you cannot glass people. You will go to jail.
Yeah.
You can't do that. She was like, I had to defend my man. One of the blokes who was there was ready to punch on one of my guys I know. He was ready to punch on, and everyone else calmed him down. But it was getting pretty close, pretty heated. And then the tour manager, Kai, he went over to the security and said, mate, we need to sort this out. And they go, hey, out of our hands. I was like, oh,
this is your job.
This is your job, mate. But, yeah, no, that was all over one fucking joke.
To get out, though, we had to go upstairs through the kitchen, and then, like, a kitchen that wasn't being used, and then back down, like, an elevator maybe?
Elevator, through an elevator.
And then straight to our car. And I think Kai pulled, or whoever it was, pulled the car around.
Fuck, that sucks.
And so we were there. It was Ryan Gallagher. Yeah. He was also there. And he backdoored it. He was, like, worried that this whole thing would come back on him. He was worried the Daily Mail would get a hold of the story and run the story was involved with the bikies and a racist joke.
It's very simple, and you've touched on it. Comedy lives on the edge. I don't know where the fuck your edge is.
It wasn't even that bad.
Yeah.
It wasn't even that. She walked out after, like, I've got this bit in my show where I talk about the ideas of why someone should be cancelled and how racist of material can you do. Not a racist joke, but race-based material you can do. And it's called the cancel culture cake, where you build from the bottom and you get to the most horrible shit at the top, right? So we go through that. And the first joke isn't even that racist, isn't even that rude, and they walked out of this. And that joke is, it's easy to make jokes about Aboriginal people because they write themselves. Even the word corroboree has the word robbery in it. Not that bad.
Pretty racist.
No, it's not. It's a fucking play on words. If you cannot deal with
just
that.
Just because it's a play on words doesn't mean it's not racist.
If you can't deal with that, don't come to a fucking comedy show. And don't laugh at all the other shit about other people then can't deal with yourself. You fucking sook.
I'm on your team. 100%. You remember Decker Vale?
Derek Vale, yeah.
Yeah, he's an Aboriginal. He grew up in Woodbury, that sort of thing. He gets up and his whole thing, he can do half an hour worth of black jokes.
Yeah.
And people laugh because he's black.
Yeah.
You know, like, what are we, fucking gay people only do gay jokes? Can one-legged people only do one-legged jokes?
It's ridiculous. Bullshit. It's ridiculous. They're jokes. And, yeah, it was all over. And so the dude who kicked this whole nearly punch on off was one of the girl's husbands who wasn't even in the show.
No.
Yep. So by the time all the bikies are there, it's fucking Chinese whispers and I've had a racist rant on stage, you know what I mean? So, like, this is the thing. Like, I'm telling these jokes with a big smile on my face. Like, oh, that's fucked up. Like, this is, you know. It just does my head in. So I think that maybe I've gone too far, right, with this type of shit, and maybe I need to have a bit of a look myself. I go over to Florida, and I see Joe Rogan live, and I see Tony Hinchcliffe, and I see Hans Kim.
Hinchcliffe's an animal.
Fucking hell. These cunts turn it up to the next level, and that's why my next show, the next year, when I do it after next year, the year after, the one I'm going to write, I'm just going to go full ham. Yeah. I'm going to go full fucking ham. I'm not going to pull it back on anything. I'm just going to go full ham. And if you don't like it, don't come.
Do it.
It's exciting.
Do it.
I love it. I'm really pumped to just really push the boundaries of this shit because it just does my fucking head in that people think the appropriate response to a comedian telling a joke is to try to punch on with them. Like, you fucking child.
It is honestly just a joke. You don't walk into an art gallery and go, oh, I don't like that painting. I'm going to fucking burn it. You just, you know.
You're going to what?
You're going to burn it.
Well, he said spurt it.
Not everything's for everyone. And it's comedy. Back in the day with Maitland Comedy Club, I've had them walk out sort of thing. Well, fucking keep walking.
But that's good. Walk out. Fuck off. Yeah, it's all good.
You're walking out. Go and tell someone. It's probably going to bring two tablefuls back in. Yeah.
What's his name? Akash?
Akash Singh?
He put up a video the other day of this woman. Isn't it funny when you say woman, it sounds like there's so much venom in it? This woman in the crowd as he walked out. He had the camera on her because apparently she had done something in the night earlier. And she's like, as soon as he walks out, she's like, boo, sexist, boo. Literally going, boo. It was fucking funny to watch. It was great to watch.
Sounds like a recent Seinfeld episode. Yeah,
you watched a recent Seinfeld episode?
One that I recently watched.
Okay, sorry.
No, I still watch it, man. Yeah.
I do too. It's a great show to watch while you're eating dinner. One of the best shows, Seinfeld, without a doubt.
Yeah, 100%.
One of the most underrated, I've said this before, everybody loves Raymond.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, that's good.
Great show. Great. Have you watched Everybody Loves Raymond?
Of course I have.
It's a fucking
show. It was always on Channel 10.
You know who
and
gets
a good comedian. And a good comedian.
Ray Romano.
A
very good comedian, yeah.
You know who 100%. Makes me watch these shows?
Little Dicky.
She makes me watch those shows. She knows what's going on. She used to watch these shows nonstop. And she's pretty fucking switched on with the stand-up. She's actually been writing parody songs at the moment.
That's unreal.
So we're working on we think we might work on an album.
Can Claire sing? Yankovic.
Yeah, well, Claire used to sing. She was in a band.
I did not know that.
Yeah, she
what
used to
sing.
What
was the band called?
Oh, fuck.
Can you make a name up?
No, it's the best name. I know what it is, but I'll call her.
She's
up.
that always works in a comedy show too, mate. If someone gets a phone, grab their phone.
Answer it.
She might be asleep because she's having naps.
She's going to make a good old person. That's a hell of a nap.
That's a fucking good snooze. You have reached the
message. It was called Business as Usual. It was the best name.
That's great.
It's the best name, Business as Usual. And she used to go to the pubs and sing in pubs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
When she was like 16 at the time.
That's really cool.
Yeah, yeah. She was belting out the tunes, and now she's belting them out on the old skin flute. Good on her.
Was it like a cover band, or was it like
on the skin flute?
Yeah.
Karaoke on the microphone.
Big karaoke on the old Johnson. But how long have we been going for? We need to go over to Patreon, surely soon. What's the time on this baby? We need to go over and talk some real business. Come on, Gabe, don't fuck it up.
Fucking Gabe, you got one job, mate. You like security at Coffs Harbour. Get involved.
56. We've got four more minutes. Matt, ready? You tell me.
What am I telling you?
You tell me all about it.
The Patreon?
No, you tell me something. Subscribe. Tell me something. Patreon's $1 a month. You get to hear the stuff we can't put on Spotify. So make sure you go over to that Isaac Butterfield on Patreon. Check it out. Reds, what are you doing with your life now?
I'm doing a lot of caravanning, loving caravanning.
I've seen that. And your beautiful wife, Raquel, if we can mention her name, has a dollhouse company.
Oh, yeah. So she's making, refurbishing dollhouses.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So if you're a bloke out there or a lady who has a daughter, what are these? What's the,
or son.
Or a
dudes can have dollhouses too.
JB, would you allow your son to
Kevin had a dollhouse.
That's an inside joke. We won't delve into that.
Her Instagram's Inspired Dollhouses.
Yeah, go...
I think.
Do you reckon?
She's doing them real slow though. She's doing them at her own pace. So she's
So don't follow her.
So don't
message her. Don't
give her any business.
No. But they're honestly gorgeous.
Yeah, she's getting such good feedback for them, which is really
that's
good
sick.
For
her.
And, it's tough.
Yeah. So she's just refurbishing, just getting old ones or unloved or unused ones, and just doing them up and making them a bit like boho.
Bit like you. Bit like a passion project.
Yeah, a bit like
you're unloved, unwanted, and she made you into a beautiful young man.
Yeah, you're a bit boho too.
Yeah, I am. You're right. Yeah,
she's yet to renovate him.
Jesus Christ. Well, there's one question I want to ask, but I'm going to save it for the Patreon part of this podcast. I want to know when you were talking about going out, we were talking about going out before and when you were a younger man.
Back in the day.
I want to know all about trying to pick up women when you're a younger man. But I want to know in the Patreon exclusive part of this podcast. So head over to Patreon, ladies and gentlemen. Do it right now. We're encroaching on 2,000 Patreon people.
Hey!
So let's hit that number.
Patreon.
Ladies and gentlemen, go and check out The Daily Blue on Instagram. Smart Artist Promotions, Matt.
Inspired Dollhouses.
Inspired Dollhouses. There you go. Go and check out those babies. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. Any final words?
No, let's take it to the Patreon, baby.
Yeah, it's just Smart Artist. I dropped the promotions. The two words work better.
Oh, you got rid of them?
Yeah, it's still there in the business name, but it's just Smart Artist. It's on the hat for those that can.
So what do you offer?
What do I offer? I will give you the best social media event photography services ever.
You are really good at it, and
if you're really stuck and you want me to MC or auction some stuff, I'm really good at that. I do that as well. So, if you call looking through people's bedroom windows, private investigating, yes.
JB, ladies and gentlemen, I set him up perfectly. Thank you very much for joining us, ladies and gents. We'll see you next time. Toodaloo, au revoir. Go over to Patreon. Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.